minutes of the April 2nd meeting.
Mr. Chair, I have an item that's outstanding. Item number 3, which is approval of the minutes. I brought up the votes regarding there was an incorrect vote count, and I believe Karen identified that we could go back and listen to the audio to identify what the proper vote was, and I listened to the audio, and the yeses were all a show of hands, and I know I voted no, and so I was a hand also, and then the chair, Mr. Haas, indicates one abstention audibly that you can hear. So that would be Mr. Haas abstained. I voted no, and then everyone else says yes.
Which vote was that?
That was for the Christine Rochin.
Okay.
And that was on February 12th. So I went back and listened to the audio. He's not here to defend himself,
February,
so it's a perfect
12th,
opportunity.
Will?
What's that?
February 12th?
Yeah, February 12th.
Okay, so not the minutes we're looking at, though.
No, but it's an outstanding item that applies to that, that it was for the February 12th meeting, but these minutes were identified.
Oh, all right, I see it. Okay.
So item number 3.
Item 3 of the minutes that are up for approval today.
They're up for approval today, but they're the issue at hand is for February 12th.
Right. So. And so are you proposing a change to?
No, I just wanted to identify that it's still kind of outstanding.
Well, I think there does need to be a change because the yeses were not including Mr. Hast or Mr. Pigeon. You're looking at number 3.
Yeah, right? Number 3. So you're absolutely correct. Yeah.
No, there needs to be a correction to number 3 of the minutes.
Okay.
And if somebody from staff could, listen to the audio also so that they can.
Christina, have you listened to the audio?
Yeah. Yeah. Please tell us what you heard. There was one abstain and one no, but it wasn't a roll call, so we didn't know who voted which way.
Right. So
your recollection, Will, is that you opposed and Brian abstained?
That's correct. Yeah.
So we just need to change this because right now it's changing it from a no vote, from an abstain vote to a no vote, and then you want us to add on there to add Brian.
I understand.
Yeah, I just wanted to reflect what actually happened. Yeah.
So. We want to confirm that with Brian.
I think that'd be appropriate.
Yeah.
I would feel better.
I remember.
Yes.
I do remember him abstaining.
Is that something that you can do just?
I don't remember. I remember you saying no, but I don't remember Brian abstaining.
Yeah, I voted no with a hand.
Yeah, I know that.
For sure.
I remember saw that.
Everyone else voted yes, excluding the chair, who audibly in the recording says one abstention.
So
okay.
I suggest that we put this over to the next meeting, confirm with Brian about his recollection about his vote, and we'd also like to suggest that instead of taking votes by hand, we'll do a roll call each time so that the audio reflects the names of votes and how they voted.
Well, I think the chair just needs to announce. I mean, you can do that, but instead of every time, I think the chair should announce it was all yes with X
yes.
Voting no. That's what you should do. Then it's in the...
Either way.
Okay. With carrying it over, we don't need a motion, so I assume.
Right.
So we'll carry this over to the next meeting. Okay. We are to review.